The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ruth Wallisoff.
Yes.
And it's been a wonderful day so far. And actually,
22 years old.
The 22-year-old Ruth Wallisoff, who looks wonderful and has a beautiful necklace on today. See, I mean, this is Ruth's day. And now we have another special guest coming on, which is Art Heels. And what I'm going to do is, perfect. This is a reference to on May 7th, there is going to be a fundraiser, F-U-N, but D in there, because it's going to be a fun day, and it's going to be at the Tilly Center. And this is for Art Heels. It's a healing headbands project. And Barbara, who is the organizer, okay?
The founder
of Art Heels is with us, and we're very fortunate to go through this whole program, the importance of it. You know what? We bring people on from time to time with all different kinds of projects. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing that I feel, and this is what the case is here with Healing Headbands Project, is when people create something and they own it. I always use the word own, not own like you own a car. Own it from inside your heart and your soul. That's the way these things work. So welcome, Barbara.
Thank you.
And I thank you so much for coming in. Just tell us about Healing Headbands.
Okay, well, Healing Headbands is about 5 years old, and it's a program that is based on three components. Laughter. It's a laugh create.
What is the first component?
Laughter.
Laughter?
Right.
Laughter is always good.
Right, and I don't tell jokes. So, I mean, I can attempt to tell a joke, and that's probably the funny part, but getting to the punchline takes too long. So it's laughter as a form of exercise. There's a program that's known worldwide called Laughter Yoga. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I had never heard of it.
Really? Well, it's in 110 countries currently worldwide. And it's basically exercises that we normally do. You don't have to wear special exercise clothes, and you don't need a mat like what you would think in yoga. But it's good to have water nearby because you can get dehydrated. And we do exercises such as, let's say if you forgot your watch and you go, oh my gosh, I forgot my watch, I'm going to be late, and you just start laughing. Or like this morning when I woke up, my hair was all crazy, and I look in the mirror and I start laughing because, you know, it happens. So it can be any everyday occurrence that can shift the brain chemistry, and then you feel more productive and more positive. You're able to deal with whatever comes at you. Resilience is a built-in component, and it's just great. It's great for kids, it's great for adults, it's great for seniors, and no pain, no new pain is worth anything. So
I find that laughter makes me feel better physically.
Right. Right.
Really?
Exactly. So it's we start off with laughter yoga style exercises, about 20 minutes worth, because that's all you really need.
So it's not exercises for your face.
Well, your face will exercise because it's going to smile more, and your cheeks will
puff out
like a squirrel, and even that thought will make you want to laugh, right?
Right.
And you're not holding any acorns in there. You're just laughing because you're feeling great. And then so after 20 minutes of laughing, these exercises, everyone will sit down and paint. And so what happens is they paint their joy. They paint their freedom because they're no longer in pain. They're not feeling stiffness because laughter relaxes your muscles. It oxygenates your brain. You're releasing serotonin. Your endorphins are expelled.
So it's very good medicine.
Exactly. So we take art. We take painting and laughter, which are also two elements of play, and we combine them, and then the final result is artwork that gets turned into a headband. that whether a child has created it, whether they've been in the hospital, or we've done Girl Scout troops, we've done businesses, we've done walkathons. You know, my feeling is when they have these walkathons, many of them in our area are done in October, you know, because October is...
a good month to
It's a good month. It's sunny. It's cold, but it's sunny. And so a lot of these organizations will create T-shirts for everybody, and so everyone has a different color, right? But mostly, it seems that in October, the weather isn't always that Indian summer that we're so used to, and it may be chilly. Maybe they do it at the beach, they do it at a park, and so they're wearing jackets over their T-shirts,
right? I agree.
Right? But if they all wore the same headband, then people would know.
That's right. Very clever
and
idea.
That would be, that'd be great. I remember I was in Chile and with some friends, and I happened to be in a supermarket, and I had given some of the women that I was riding with headbands. And the store was like, you know, like Century 21, a really huge store. And I'm looking for them, calling their names, and I can't find them anywhere. But out of the crowd, they're wearing headbands, and I knew where they were. And it was great. Fortunately, too, they were about the same height as I was. So it wasn't like I was dealing with someone who was really short. But it is identity, and it has a purpose. And then what happens is when we send it back, because the program is, as I said, laugh, create, heal. And so after the artist has created the artwork, it takes time for it to be processed. You know, children today are so used to, and many of us, you know, even with our gadgets, everything has to be instantaneous. And we want it now. Well, back when I was growing up, you know, we had to wait. We had letters. I mean, I don't know who gets letters anymore. I still write welcome notes to for an organization and get well cards. But kids today are expecting instant gratification. So with this, they have to wait. And it's almost like it's like a holiday. You know, you're waiting for your birthday. You're waiting for, you know, I don't want to say anything religious, but you know.
Well, like, religious,
yeah, but whatever. And so,
right.
And so you're waiting, and this is the surprise. And so each participant will receive their artwork and their headband. And then we make a wristband from their headband, so it's a whole ensemble, and we tell them they get
the
to...
The wristband would match concept.
Right. So what we do is we make it, each of these, and I know you can't see it, folks.
Right, but I'm looking at a multicolor, beautiful thing.
Right,
yeah.
And this was done by a child.
With a few hearts all
beautiful.
Over it.
Right, and so very colorful, and there was this painting... And so we send back the painting and their headband, and we'll make a second headband usually when we're doing a lot of these programs, and so we can make 15 wristbands from one of these headbands.
Let me just ask a question. They didn't paint on the headband.
No.
I'm thinking they're painting on this.
No. They're painting on poster board, and I didn't bring that.
That's fine.
To,
okay.
You know, to
that's
give
fine.
You
and
a,
how
and,
do you
connect,
which is easier
how
for
do you
them.
Put it on the headband?
Well, what we do is we have fabulous. They have to feel the fabric.
I just felt it.
It's phenomenal. But pass it around because, you know, everyone has to feel it. This one was done by Mariano Rivera, the baseball player.
Who?
Mariano
wow.
Rivera, the former New York Yankee relief pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so he created artwork, and I can show you on my phone the picture of him holding his artwork.
I get you.
And this
oh,
is
cool.
his headband that we made from his design. And we have these on sale on our website.
He made a beautiful design.
Right, and he claims he never painted before, but I can't believe that.
I can't believe it either.
Okay, so now
Bob Ross.
This is his headband, and this is a child's headband.
Yes.
The website has all the different headbands.
Right, and we have many on from last year's event. We did our first annual.
Do you have the same size all the time?
It's always one size, because one size fits all. And my husband wears one when he goes paddle boarding or he's out, you know, gardening. And it's a really wonderful program.
And it's unique.
Very unique, very unique. And what I really liked, I had been a laughter leader for a number of years, and I had traveled. I call myself a global laughter ambassador because I've traveled to Europe and Japan, and because my husband travels, not. I'm not a motivational speaker, and I'm not rolling in dough, but like these donuts here. But I had this ability to really want to help others smile. And I went here.
Beautiful.
I went to CW Post, and I graduated. I was in a theater major, a minor in journalism, and after college, I was able to do a because I was in the theater department. We did an off-Broadway production of Mother of Us All back in 1978, I think it was, 76, 78, around then. And it was a great experience. And then I did lots of different things. I just wrote on Twitter that I've had many professions since I graduated from college. I was a model. I was a hair model. I did some photojournalism. I worked. My family had a business on Long Island. I did direct marketing and mail order. And I mean, I worked for a book publisher.
But
I worked for a
magazine.
Always
artistic.
In a way, you know, for me, I like connecting with others.
Mm-hmm.
I like helping others smile. And what in any
That's
way
a beautiful,
I can.
It's a beautiful idea.
Thank you. So.
And where is laughter yoga taught here in North Hempstead?
In North Hempstead, well, let's see. I know that there is a group out of Great Neck, and they work,
really?
Yeah, in Great Neck.
I live in Great Neck. I didn't know about it.
You'd have to go on Meetup. And
who?
Meetup. Meetup.
Meetup.com,
and ask, you know, like, type in laughter yoga. And there's a gentleman by the name of Steve Levy, and he runs the program. And
What's his name?
Steve, S-T-E-V-E. His last name is Levy, L-E-V-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you his information.
Okay, I would like it.
Okay.
Because I think that would help everybody.
Yeah. No, and it's a wonderful release, and it's easy. Laughter yoga started initially in India, in Mumbai, by a gentleman who happened to be a physician, and in his newsletter, he was doing the article, Laughter is the Best Medicine, and he was researching Norman Cousins, who had been diagnosed back in the 1960s with a horrific autoimmune disease, and he was told he had 6 months to live, and he said, that's not going to happen. He was told that 1 in 500 survive this illness, and he said, I'm going to be that one. And
wow, that's
after,
a positive thinker.
Very positive. And he had been in a hospital for 2 weeks, and every day there were no sticking him with needles or doing it more than twice a day, and he'd say, no, I'm not a pincushion. You know, this is not, you can't do this. And, you know, he was a man of means. He had been the editor of the Saturday Review, and he was an ambassador to the U.S. in Russia, so he was able to speak up. Anyway,
and he was used to being listened to.
Yes. I mean, his wife came in and tried to change the nutrition that they were feeding him in the hospital. He said, my husband's not going to eat this. So they were forward thinkers back in the 1960s. Anyway, what happened was, after about 2 weeks, he left the hospital and went to a hotel down the street, and the whole staff went with him. And he was good friends with a man named Alan Funt. Now, that name might ring a bell.
It doesn't ring a bell to
Alan
me.
Alan Funt?
Does that ring a bell to
Alan
you?
Alan Funt was...
Candy Camera.
Yeah, he was on The Odd Couple. That's right. I remember him.
Oh.
Alan Funt was on Candy Camera. Oh, on
Felix went after him.
Oh, really?
At, like a table, one of those typical...
One of those episodes.
Like,
I don't remember that. Well, that's definitely before my time, but I love The Odd Couple. Nonetheless, Alan Funt had started with the... Durward Kirby, I think it was, and he started a program called Candid Camera.
Yes, and, I remember Candid Camera, but okay. I don't remember his name.
Okay, well, anyway, so he was good friends with Alan Funt. And he said, you know, I have friends coming in, they're reading me stories, but I need more stimulation. What can you do? And so they knocked it over, and they decided what they did for him. Now, this is back in the 1960s, okay? So we're not talking about DVDs, we're not talking about CDs, we're not talking about easy access to films and bringing it home. What they did was they brought in, for him, a screen, you know, a projector and a screen, and old Marx Brothers movies.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And he watched these movies. And he would watch 10 minutes of the Marx Brothers or the Keystone Cops or Laurel and Hardy, anything that he grew up on watching. And he would laugh uproariously for at least 10 minutes. And he, you know, peed in his pants, and this was way before wee-wee pads, too, so it was kind of messy. But nonetheless, he laughed so hard, 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, and he slept soundly for 2 hours straight, pain-free.
Wow.
Now, back in the 1960s, those PM medicines hadn't been on the market yet, so there was no Excedrin PM, Anacin PM, nothing of that sort to induce the sleep. He slept because... he released his endorphins, and he felt euphoric because he laughed. Everything got activated. His blood vessels were
just going to have to take a hold. I'm sorry.
Okay.
This is, you know, we're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.